Hi, friends, and welcome to another exciting episode of On the Nose with your host, Sean Cody. You may have noticed a global approach to the program. 2 weeks ago, we were south of the border in Hispanic Heritage Month. This week, we're going to the mystical realm of the Far East. Last year, we were lucky enough to get a glimpse of the ninja. This year, we're going to meet the oracle of the Houston Texans. Some may even say soothsayer or predictor of future. It's Tone Stradamus. Tell us, who is Tone Stradamus?
Tone Stradamus is an elevation of a mental mind state that I had reached the upper level, almost reaching a sublime glow. And I transformed at that moment. My level of ninjutsu became a grandmaster. I started to see in the future and to predict current events. Sometimes I cannot control it, so I do not know when my visions will come. But every now and then, I see the future.
Tell us, old wise one, how does your ability to predict the future benefit the Texans?
Sometimes I see visions of games won and lost. They're stuck in limbo. I cannot tell who wins the game. I just know that there is a winner and a loser. In all things, you must have an even flow of chi, a yin and a yang. Now it is up to the team to figure out which is which.
I don't know if you can share this secret with us, but how exactly do you go about predicting the future?
Once I reach the level of the glow, my eyebrows become like antennas into the universe. Then they transform into special tools that I use to predict the future. It's an ancient art only known by grandmasters of ninjutsu. But mostly, it is my gut.
I'm gonna ask you a few questions about myself. Am I gonna be a famous actor in the future?
Don't count on it.
Who's gonna win the presidential election?
Welcome your guests by smiling, making eye contact, creating a friendly greeting.
Do you foresee any natural disasters?
11, 13, 17, 22, 38.
Were those lottery numbers? Is Connor Barwin going to go bald before I do?
It is decidedly so.
When am I going into the Hall of Fame?
Outlook not good.
Man, what an enlightening experience. To spend time with a master like that only elevates my feng shui. Sort of reminds me of a player on our team, number 94, with the grace and the telepathic fury against the Baltimore Ravens. It was amazing. I only wish one day I can travel that same path. Farewell, friends.
Tone Stradamus. Bamboo. Fu Manchu. Sweeping arm movements. Wisdom. Fireballs. Smoke through a keyhole. Prophecy. Inner peace. Sanctity. Wiggly eyebrows.
Hold on. Wait a second. I almost forgot. If you like pendants and brooches, come to the Pendant and Brooches King in Houston. I.W. Marks.